TV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Le Journal.
The headlines. Governors continue to present reports on the state of their regions at the first semester conference of Cameroon's regional governors for 2024 in Yaoundé today. In sports, the Basketball Lions will play against Brazil today in a crucial game to rekindle their hope of qualifying for the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris, France. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly have reviewed the 2025-2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document, which falls in line with the holding of the sixth session of the budgetary orientation debate counting for the elaboration of the 2025 finance law, the document which defines the contours of budgetary policy and overall projections of resources and expenses, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazi. Doris Batetato-Ekwe reports.
The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for the 2025-2027 triennium contains the macroeconomic assumptions underlying the draft budget for the 2025 fiscal year under preparation. Addressing members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazi, said the outlook for the Cameroonian economy remains positive despite a slowdown observed in 2023. After its decline between 2022 and 2023, economic growth in Cameroon is expected to accelerate to 4.1% in 2024 and stabilize at 4.4% in 2025 and 2026.
Even if we can commend the fact that we have a growth rate that is not bad, but the problem is that when you compare it to our target of 8%, we think that there is still room for something more. And this is what we are going to do. So as to strengthen our economy, strengthen our growth rate.
In this context, inflation rate, which accelerated in 2023 to the level of 7.4%, is expected to remain high in 2024 and then decrease to 4% in 2025. In this context, the overall orientation of the government's budgetary policy will remain based on the consolidation of the public finance situation in line with the economic and financial program concluded with the IMF and the priority objectives of the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. With this in mind, the government is resolutely committed to reducing the non-oil primary balance from 2.6% last year to 2.0% of GDP this year. The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document has been prepared for the budgetary orientation debate at the National Assembly, scheduled for Saturday, July the 6th, 2024. It is a fundamental stage of the budgetary process, a requirement stemming from two laws adopted in 2018, which structure the management of public finances in Cameroon.
Discussions continue at the first biannual conference of regional governors for the year 2024 today at the Yaoundé Hilton under the coordination of the Minister of Territorial Administration. Opening deliberations this Wednesday, Minister Paul Tanganji instructed the administrative officials to continue to edify citizens on the laws regulating civil liberties while taking a firm stance on the rule of law. Albert Jembonde approached governors Bernard Okalia-Bilai of the Southwest, Miji Awabakari of the Far North, and Awafonka Augustine of the West Region to question them on the registration process and the political climate of their respective regions. Here are their views.
We are satisfied. People are rushing to register themselves, and it is a very good sign that the population is concerned and they want to feel involved in the political and civic responsibilities.
What can be said as far as elections concerned is that, first of all, before speaking of election, we have to stabilize the region. And right now, the security situation is back to normalcy. And that's why different presidents of party are going to far origin to sensitize population. We have different congress of the health, and beyond all, the CPDM is the leader. And the inscription of the electoral list have been increased. Women, youth, here and there. And then we organize the operation of enrollment here and there. We notice that many people have been registered in the electoral list.
As an administrative authority, it is our role to take care of all the stakeholders. So far, so good. We've had a good number of registered voters, more than 53,000 in the West region. We are very closing up to our target, which is 80,000 newly registered voters. The stakeholders, the political parties, they are very busy. The population are excited. They are looking for their ID cards to carry out this registration process. And we are encouraging them to do so, as well as guiding them to ensure that all of this is carried out in a very peaceful and cordial atmosphere.
In the meantime, Cameroon's 10 regional governors have their work cut out for them in ensuring citizens and their property are protected from harm and that the territorial integrity of the nation is maintained, a duty to be shared also among all Cameroonians in their varied capacities as an act not only of patriotism but love for their fellow countrymen. Drusla Mokosojoki comments.
Cameroon's socioeconomic and political landscape, plagued with rising cost of living, insecurity in the northern, east, northwest and southwest regions, road safety and urbanization challenges, just to name but these, continues to task all stakeholders involved in creating and maintaining sanity. With the steam rising on elections in 2025, many and vital are the issues affecting public life that could compound an already complex equation to solve. It doesn't take a soothsayer to predict that political actors with a dying dream to come out of obscurity will hijack well-meaning demands and needs of the population and morph them into potential conflict triggers. Spoilers of peace, too, in traditional and social media will most certainly peddle ethics and professionalism for cheap publicity and a quick coin. And what about the wannabes and rising influential classes who will equally want to test their newfound clout through sabotage of elite they consider out of touch with present realities? While the reasons to fuel conflicts abound, it is crucial the avenues and channels through which they take form are completely shut. The task is not the priority of governors and law enforcement alone. It is a collective one where each Cameroonian, from the cradle to the workplace, market to village square, boardroom to hospital ward, is conscious that sustainable change, growth and development cannot come at the expense of peace and social order. Like the President of the Republic, we are all called to be beggars of peace, the undeniable pillar for nation building.
Drusula Mokosojoki in that commentary there. The first edition of an event christened State of the Air in Africa takes place on the campus of the training school of the Cameroon Civil Aviation Authority in Simaland today. The event, organized by the members of the Association of Ex-Students of the Toulouse National Civil Aviation School, will be marked by conferences during which experts from across Africa will be talking about the challenges and future of the aviation industry. The event starts at 9 a.m. under the chairmanship of the Director General of the Cameroon Civil Aviation Authority, Asumu Kokipol. In news out of the country, millions of voters are set to cast their ballots in the UK's first July general election since 1945. Polling stations set up in buildings like local schools and community halls will be open between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. this Thursday. Around 46 million voters are eligible to elect 650 members of parliament to the House of Commons. And in sport, Cameroon's men's basketball team has lost their first match at an ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament to Montenegro by 66-70. The Basketball Lions will take on Brazil today in a must-win match if they have to keep hopes of winning the lone tickets to the Olympic Games in Paris, France. Ben Collins Nuberwo presents the ongoing tournament in Latvia.
It is a round-robin tournament that is being played in two groups, Cameroon, Montenegro and Brazil. In one, the host, Latvia, Georgia and Philippines. In the second group, after this Wednesday's match between Cameroon and Montenegro, the Basketball Lions will take on Brazil in their second outing this Thursday at the qualifying tournament for the Olympic Games in Paris, France, later this month. The first two teams from each group will advance to the semifinals before the final. Only the winner of the tournament will qualify for the final phase of the biggest planetary sport event in Paris this year. Coach Alfred Aboya of Cameroon and team are thus heading towards a historic event, that of sailing to the Olympics for the first time through a qualifying tournament, a record that has been broken in Africa only by Nigeria, that has played the Olympic Games three times.
That report from Ben Collins Newberry concludes this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news, read by Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.